Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Strangest Man, The Hidden Life of Paul Dirac, Mystic of the Atom by Graham Formello, is a biography of one of the 20th century's most influential and enigmatic physicists. Dirac helped shape quantum mechanics and quantum field theory, and his work on the relativistic electron led to the prediction of antimatter, a bold theoretical leap later confirmed by experiment. Formello presents Dirac not only as a rare mathematical talent, but also as a person whose extreme reserve, literal-minded speech, and austere habits set him apart from colleagues who were otherwise just as brilliant. The book situates his life within the intense scientific ferment of Cambridge, Copenhagen, and the wider international community that built modern physics between the World Wars and through the Cold War. Alongside the science, it traces the social and personal forces that influenced Dirac's choices, relationships, and reputation. The result is an accessible portrait of a man whose pursuit of beauty and simplicity in equations changed what humanity believes about matter and the vacuum. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a singular mind shaped by silence, precision, and discipline, Formello emphasizes that understanding Dirac requires more than listing achievements. Dirac's personality was famously minimalist. He spoke sparingly, disliked small talk, and answered questions with striking literalness. The book explores how this extreme self-containment affected his education, friendships, and scientific style. Rather than treating quirks as trivia, it links them to a worldview in which clarity was a moral value and ambiguity, a kind of error. Dirac's early path through engineering and mathematics is presented as a training ground for the habits that later made his physics distinctive: exact definitions, careful reasoning, and a preference for structures that could not be improved without becoming uglier. Formello also describes the tensions this created in a community where collaboration and fast debate were increasingly important. Dirac could be distant and difficult, yet colleagues recognized a rare integrity in his thought. This topic shows how biography and intellectual history intertwine. The very traits that made social life hard for him also supported a style of theoretical work that aimed for compressed, permanent insights rather than provisional stories about nature. Secondly, the birth of a new physics, and Dirac's role in quantum mechanics. The book places Dirac at the center of the revolution that turned classical intuitions inside out. Formello explains how the new quantum theory emerged from a patchwork of ideas, and how Dirac contributed a unifying language that helped make the subject teachable and extensible. Dirac's approach relied heavily on abstract mathematics and on identifying deep symmetries rather than leaning on mechanical pictures. This made his work powerful, but sometimes opaque to peers who preferred more tangible models. Formello describes the scientific networks that mattered, especially the interplay between Cambridge and Copenhagen, where debates about the meaning of quantum mechanics were intense. Dirac is depicted as less interested in philosophical interpretation than in the internal consistency and elegance of the formalism. Yet his results shaped how later generations would calculate, predict, and build. The narrative shows how he moved between solitary thought and international exchange, absorbing new developments and responding with ideas that often looked inevitable in hindsight. This topic helps readers see quantum mechanics not as a single invention, but as a negotiated construction, with Dirac supplying some of the crucial scaffolding. Thirdly, Beauty as a Compass, The Dirac Equation and Antimatter, one of the book's central episodes, is Dirac's drive to reconcile quantum mechanics with special relativity, a problem that demanded both technical daring and conceptual restraint. Formello describes Dirac's pursuit of an equation that would be both mathematically elegant and physically faithful, and how his insistence on beauty-guided choices that others might have rejected as too speculative. The resulting framework explained the electron's behavior while naturally encoding properties such as spin, and it pointed to unexpected consequences. Most famously, the mathematics implied the existence of solutions that could be interpreted as a new kind of matter, leading to the prediction of the positron and, more broadly, antimatter. Formello portrays this as a case study in theoretical reasoning at its most audacious, a conclusion drawn because the equations demanded it, even before experiments caught up. The discussion also highlights the risk of over-reliance on aesthetic criteria, while showing why Dirac's version of beauty was not decorative but disciplined, rooted in symmetry and inevitability. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how major scientific discoveries can originate from the structure of a theory rather than from direct observation. Fourthly, Life Among Giants, Rivalry, Collaboration, and Scientific Culture, Formello situates Dirac among a remarkable cast of physicists who were simultaneously collaborators, competitors, and fellow travelers in a small international world. The book explores how conferences, institutes, and personal connections influenced the pace of discovery, and how Dirac navigated these settings despite his discomfort with social performance. His relationships with leading figures in theoretical physics reveal both mutual admiration and sharp differences in temperament and style. Where others argued, speculated, and improvised, Dirac often waited until he had a result that felt final. Formello uses this contrast to illuminate broader shifts in scientific culture, from gentlemanly scholarship to professionalized research, from lone work to larger groups, and from informal correspondence to institutional power. The narrative also touches on how global events disrupted careers and redirected attention, forcing scientists to weigh national loyalties, personal ethics, and practical survival. Dirac's choices can appear detached, but Formello shows that detachment itself had consequences, shaping his influence as a teacher, mentor, and symbol of intellectual purity. This topic helps readers appreciate that breakthroughs emerge from communities, even when the breakthrough maker seems solitary. Lastly, Legacy and Limits, Later Work, Worldview, and Enduring Influence. Beyond the early triumphs, Formello examines Dirac's later decades when physics moved toward new frameworks and the field's center of gravity shifted. Dirac continued to produce ideas, but he also became increasingly associated with a set of convictions about how science should proceed, especially the belief that fundamental laws ought to be beautiful and that beauty was a reliable guide to truth. The book explores how this stance inspired many physicists while also exposing Dirac to criticism when developments did not align with his preferences. Formello discusses how Dirac's methods influenced generations through notation, formal tools, and conceptual foundations, even when particular research directions did not succeed. There is also attention to his personal life, including how his reserve shaped family relationships and how public recognition affected a man who did not seek celebrity. This topic highlights a central tension in scientific biography, how to honor a towering contribution while acknowledging that even great minds can become out of step with new evidence, new styles of work, or new theoretical fashions. The result is a nuanced picture of legacy as both technical and human. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a serious but readable account of how modern physics was built, and who are curious about the kind of personality that can generate world-changing abstractions. It will appeal to science-minded general readers, students deciding whether theoretical work is for them, and anyone drawn to biographies of intensely private geniuses. The benefit is twofold. It clarifies why Dirac mattered by connecting his ideas to the broader quantum revolution, and it offers a practical lesson in intellectual standards. Dirac's commitment to precision, patience, and coherence shows how deep work is often less about constant productivity and more about refusing to accept sloppy answers. Compared with many science biographies that either oversimplify the science or drown the reader in technicalities, Formello aims for a balanced middle path, providing enough conceptual explanation to make achievements meaningful while keeping the narrative anchored in real places, relationships, and decisions. It is worth buying over similar books because it treats Dirac as both a scientific force and a complex human being, and because it frames beauty and rigor as active drivers of discovery rather than romantic slogans. If you would like to support Graham Formello, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.